Fiery horse in the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hi-yo, Silver!" The Lone Ranger. Many dangers. The country was rough, the trails were poorly marked, and the Indians were hostile. But worst of all, outlaws found it easy to join the emigrants, and when the right moment presented itself, to rob the honest settlers of their money and property. The wagon train that started out from Pine City under the leadership of Asa Johnson faced this danger, and might never have reached its destination if it had not been for the masked rider of the plains. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! There's going to be trouble in Pine City. We've got to hurry. Hi-yo, Silver! Come away!
Office in Pine City was in the front of the building which also housed the county jail. As our story opens, Duke Austin and his partner, Shorty Fowler, walk up the steps and...
That's the sheriff's office, Shorty. I reckon he's in all right. If he ain't, with one side in
him. Not anyway.
Why, you know...
Come on, Duke. We ain't here to start no fight with Redskin. We're here to talk to Billy. Make trouble, maybe the sheriff will save his mind.
Well, remember this, Injun. Next time you see me, come and stay clear.
I'm so not afraid.
Come on.
Howdy, Sheriff.
That's
us.
Can we see him?
Sure.
Go ahead, search it.
I don't mind anything.
We can talk to Billings alone, can't we?
Why should you?
Well, this way, Sheriff. That's some kind of tough one back in the Dakotas. We'd like to find out what he's under the surface, too. Maybe we'd be so anxious to talk with the law, right?
All right, go ahead. Through that door there and down the hall. You'll find Billings in the first cell you come to.
Thanks, Sheriff.
Mind you ain't in there too long.
Just a few minutes is all.
Hey, Billings, you there?
Here I am.
Howdy, Shorty.
Howdy, Duke. I'm glad to see you fellas.
You sure got yourself in a mess, didn't you? Anybody around to hear what we say?
I'm the only boarder the county's got. How in blazes did I get you, Billings? It's the first time I ever heard the law putting you up.
It wasn't the law, blasted.
No?
No, it was a mask, fella. If I ever get my hands
on it, fella, how'd it happen?
You heard about me holding up the cafe last night, didn't you?
You heard, Lily.
Well, everything was going fine. I made the barkeep hand over the cash. And I threw some shots at the lamp to cover my head.
Come on, go back.
Stand where you are. I'm clearing out.
out. And the first one of you to stick your nose through this here door will get a taste of lead.
Hold still, that fella. I'm going to make a track. Get up there. Get up there. Get up! Get up there! Out of my way! Now, Sonya, take your gun! Pull up! You're off me! You're talking to me! Let me loose! Let me loose, Blackie!
Oh, I've been on your trail, Billy. I got here too late to prevent that holdup, and not too late to see that you're turned over to the law.
Hey, who are you?
Get away!
No! Let me loose! Let me go! They're after me! Can't you hear him coming? Let me get out of here!
I hear them. I'm leaving you for them to get out of that saddle. You won't escape them on foot.
But I can't.
Before I drag you out.
There's rope.
Please stay around you. Here, I'll take your horse.
Hold that man.
Don't leave me here.
Come on, Silver.
Come on, Lord.
Wait, come back. My horse.
Hold your hand.
Grab him, Sheriff. I give up. Don't shoot.
Who's that outfit that threw away?
I don't know, Sheriff. But by heaven, I'll give 10 years of my life to find out.
You already have. Because if you don't spend the next 10 years in jail, I'll swallow my boots. All right, head to the jailhouse. I'll get going. Come on.
So the next fella tips you up, Billy, without you even knowing who he is, huh?
No, blast him.
What do you want to see us, sir? And how'd you find out who he was?
You fellas got to get me out of here.
And no, you don't, Dylan. None of it for us. We joined up with a wagon train, and we're heading west. And we aim to steer clear of trouble. At least wait for a spell. Billy, you ain't said how you found him.
I seen you when I was looking over the ground yesterday. See your wagon, too. What made you fellas go in with a bunch of greenhorn emigrants?
Oh, this city is going to see me.
Might be, Elvis.
We're hidden in the new country, Dylan, and growing up with them.
All right, we've got some students with them emigrants.
Hey, well, that's our business, and we're tending to it. Sorry we can't mix in with you.
Now, hold on, fellas. You ought to be with up a minute.
Yeah?
I can just see you here.
Well, if you're calling the wrong customer, Billy. Like you said, we're sorry, but it's just no doubt. Come on, Shorty. We're wasting our time.
No way. I'll be your kid.
Huh?
Yes. Well, now that's more like it.
Thought you might mention something like that before you were through. How much do you mean?
$100.
Now I know we're wasting our time. Well, so long, Dylan. We'll lock you up when you get out.
$200. Why don't you come right out with your top back without all this fooling around?
Give us $500 apiece at the bargain, and we ain't taking a dollar left. This ain't worth it.
That would be $1,000.
Uh-huh.
What if I ain't got this?
Yeah, most likely you. But that's nothing to us.
That means you'll be staying here.
No,
Rabbit, I'll give you $1,500.
Don't tell us you didn't have to get that with the stone from a cafe like that.
I got $1,000. With the way where I made camp. And I could be hiring different people around here to stole it.
Wouldn't it? Now all you got to do is tell us where the cash is hid. We'll go after it. If we find it, then you'll get it out right now.
Get me out first, and then I'll take you.
No, you heard our thing.
I did.
Ain't you a little mixed up? You're a crook. We're honest fellas. You being behind bars and us outside proves it.
You won't double cross me if I tell you how to find the kid.
Never heard of us double crossing anybody yet, have you?
All right. I'll tell you. But if you don't play square, I'll get even somehow. You see you by then.
That evening, two stealthy figures avoided the lights shone from the windows of the sheriff's office and strolled toward the rear of the jail. When they reached the barred window that marked Billings' cell, one of them quietly called out,
"Billings, who's there? Keep your voice down, Blackett. It's that stupid Shorty."
"They were busy, of course we did. Sheriff's our son. Go around, pull a gun on him, and make him running out. And we'll hide there."
"Nothing doing. You get yourself out."
"But what
here? Take this gun. You got it?"
"Yeah,
holler for the sheriff. We'll get your throat down. You make them let you out."
"But why not you?"
"We're doing enough as it is. We gotta get you out of town, don't we?"
"You promise me."
"With a chance of doing that, we have. We know we help you. We ain't gonna have a law after us. You can bet on that."
"No, I want his horse. And that fellow's his mine."
"You won't need no horse. We got a better chance."
"Yeah?
You're going along with a wagon train that pulls out in the morning."
"Now, look,
you'll do like we say, fellow. We give you a horse and send you loose, and the first thing we know, the law will have you back. You'll be telling me he gave you that gun. What you're going to do is travel with us, because we know you won't talk.
Then how about them emigrants? How am I going to hide from them?
Don't you worry your head about that. We'll hide you safe enough,
right in our own wagon.
Now, go ahead and do like we told you. Call the sheriff.
Make him let you out, and throw him in your cell and leave him there. They'll join us back here. We'll run for the wagon.
There's no horses with me at all.
They'd leave a trail and make too much noise. Now, get going.
All right. Wait out there.
We're going to see you right out here.
Sheriff! Hey, Sheriff! Come here! Hurry up, Sheriff! Hey, Sheriff!
What's all the noise?
Come here. I want to show you something.
What's that?
Just take a look at this, mister.
I'm going.
All right. You unlock this here door, Pronto, or I'm using that thing.
Where'd you get that?
Oh. Shut up and do like I told you.
You
ain't bluffing. If you think I am, just call my boss.
You won't get away with it.
I'll worry about that. All you've got to worry about is whether you can unlock this door before I pull that trigger.
You've got the drop on me. But by thunder, I'll find out who gave you that gun. And when I do, he'll set in jail along with you.
You'll have to catch it first.
The sheriff's deputy heard the lawman shout and released him. Posses were formed at once in every trail watch, while the town itself was searched thoroughly for the escaped outlaw. Even the wagon train camped just outside was investigated, but with no result. Tonto aided in the search, and then, when morning came and still no trace of Billings was found, the faithful Indian returned to the camp he shared with the Lone Ranger.
Whoa, Scout, whoa, whoa. I expected you right last night,
Kimmel,
Bobby.
What's up?
Outlaw, fella. Can't wait.
Brookdale?
But how did it happen? Where'd he get this? Who helped him?
Him pull gun on lawman. Make lawman let him out here.
Who gave him the gun?
Me not know that. Them not find outlaw.
Whoever gave Billings a gun must have given him a horse, too. He's likely a long way from Pine City by now.
That's not right.
No?
Him hide someplace. Him not right way. He look all around town. Not find trail.
That doesn't mean he didn't ride out of town. He could easily have followed one of the well-traveled trails. And the prints of his horse would have been covered.
Him not do that.
How do you know?
Lawman, that fella rides to town on trail. Them not see him.
Oh.
Posse follow trail, too. Them not see him.
Well, he must be hidden in town. Well, that's for the man who gave him the gun.
Look everywhere. Him not in town.
The wagon train?
And search wagon train, too. Wagon train leaves now, though.
I don't understand that. He couldn't disappear into thin air. If Billings isn't in town, then he must have either found a horse somewhere and made his escape with it, or gone with a wagon train.
Tonto know him not take horse.
But you said the wagon train was searched.
That's right.
This is bad. I was afraid Billings might do something like this. That's why I asked you to stay in town for the day and keep an eye on things.
Tonto see two feller talked outlaw.
He did? When was that?
4 or 5 hours before sun go down. Then talked to outlaw in jail.
What did they have to say?
Me not hear. Me try, but not get close.
Wonder who they were.
Them from wagon train. Looked like bad fella.
You're sure they were from the wagon train?
Uh-huh.
Did the sheriff investigate? Did he question them?
Uh-huh. But him not find outlaw.
Did you see anyone else call on Billings before his escape?
No, at all.
Billings was helped by someone. Is the sheriff still watching all the trails?
Uh-huh. Him do that.
I don't know in what way, but I've got an idea that wagon train and the two men who called on Billings in jail had something to do with his disappearance. Here, Silver. We'll soon catch up with the immigrants. All we do is stay out of sight until tonight. And I want you to point out the two men who talked to Billings when he was in jail.
Silver?
No.
I'm going to do that.
Get on,
Tonto.
Get him up
the ground. Hail, Silver!
Curtain falls on the first act of our thrilling Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scene, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. to continue our story. In an effort to find and recapture the outlaw Billings, the Lone Ranger and Tonto followed the wagon train. That night, the emigrants made camp out on the prairie. Duke and Shorty walked from wagon to wagon, talking to various members of the party, among them Asa Johnson, as leader. Finally, they returned to their own wagon, which had been placed at some distance from the others, and...
You listen to them, Galoot. Here, sing him. We'll take care of them later on. We're safe enough so far. Ain't a fella we talked to the suspicions we had anything to do with Billings getting clear.
All it goes with the sheriff to search the wagons here before we set out this morning is to make old Asa hop and mad for law.
Here we are.
We're going to sleep inside the wagon, ain't we?
That way we can put
your hands.
What's that?
Not a snare.
A redskin.
Well, I want you to search the wagon yourself while I have a talk with these fellows.
How to do that?
Hey, look here. Stay away from that wagon. What do you think
you're
doing?
You know we're after it.
But what are you doing?
I know you're Billings' friend. You had something to do with his disappearance.
That ain't so.
No?
It ain't, I tell you. Sheriff knows why you went to the store to see that fella. You robbed us one time. We were just trying to see if he'd tell us what he'd done with the stuff he stole from us.
Oh?
Now tell that redskin to stay clear of our wagon. He ain't got no right to interfere
with us. He'll do as he's been told.
But he ain't got no...
He may have overlooked.
He didn't pass that nothing.
We'll find out. Billy says he's here, we'll leave you alone. We're going to make certain, however.
Oh, you
keep
that,
your hands up. There's not another move like that.
You'll pay for it. Take it easy, Duke.
Take your friend's advice.
But what if the redskin's trying to steal something? What if he's turning
you outlaws?
And what are you wearing that mask for?
That's my business.
Where's him? And coming back.
Find any place of these fellows?
No. Not find.
He looks everywhere.
Yeah, you see, we told you. Clear out and leave us alone.
Very well. Send fellow.
Next time you show up here, Mister, and do that Indian part of yours, we'll be ready for it. That's a warning you better buy.
We'll probably run you back. The Billings will be with you, and that's all we're interested in.
Run with you.
We'll stay on the trail of this wagon, Tony.
Why would
we
do that?
I'm more convinced
than ever that Billy's is here somewhere. Each day saw the wagon train farther along the western trail. Twice the emigrants stopped at water holes and returned their water supply. But after the second time, the masked man raced back to his camp.
Oh, I think I've discovered what Billings is.
I'm not mistaken. They chose not only the most natural hiding place, but the one place no one would think to look.
Why that?
Now, for good luck. It's get dark.
See here.
The wagon train is making camp now. We'll have the evening meal and then turn in early. We've got it. As soon as the camp is quiet, we relax.
Did not know that at the same time he made his discovery, he himself had been seen by Duke. The outlaw rode back to his wagon and...
Go there, Wallace! Go there! Go there! I'm going to tell you, Duke. I'm going to tell you, Duke. I'm going to tell you, Duke.
Shut up and listen to me.
That place is even worse
than the wagon and the complaint. I don't go to worry about it.
Everybody knows me around here now,
you know?
But it's just where you're wrong,
huh?
Mr. White's been sleeping around today.
Sleeping around? What are you talking about?
The mask guy.
You're a local.
A local, huh? I think I did it, and you're the one that's local.
But it's just going to be on from Buffalo when I see that big white horse that just cut up in my stomach and head north.
He's not. I
help, but he didn't.
And you see what that means?
Yeah.
There's suspicion that's
right.
As long as he keeps hanging around, we're likely to be caught.
I'd give a heap of money that fellow is.
You see you?
I doubt it.
It was running down even a rock for a rifle.
He wouldn't have seen me unless he'd know where to look.
Then maybe...
Yeah?
Maybe we'll find where he's made camp and get rid of him.
Then we'll
I got a better.
What's the matter with you?
There's plenty of matter with it.
What about the redskin?
How do we know we can bring the two of them fellas together?
What's more, we don't even know if we can find their camp.
And if we did, we'd got rid of both of them without no trouble.
How do we know the law back in Plain City didn't put the mask on
us to follow them?
And we'd be blamed for the killing.
If you got a better idea, live here.
We didn't get rid of the mask, huh? We get rid of Billy.
What?
Give your voice out of your business.
No, why not?
What's the matter with us?
Hey, this is him.
Uh-huh. He's a spirit, isn't he? He can't see the news on us.
Yeah,
the Lord here. No matter what the mask on us, it's open and it's the spirit of Billings is with us. Is that right?
I reckon he gets rid of him and nobody will ask questions.
Nobody can prove he was with us,
see?
Maybe you're right. You get out of here. Keep that Billy safe. There's nothing to be gained by keeping him alive. And it is him out of the way we're in the clear.
That's all.
All we do?
Yes.
You leave that to me. I'll take that away.
Tomorrow,
in the world, they say, at the top of that mountain bridge,
yeah? What of it?
I'll tell you what, Alex. I've got a few more rooms. Jordy, you get to it from here.
Jordy, Duke, and Billy slept inside the wagon. All the morning, Jordy woke up just before sunrise and waking Duke.
Hey, Duke.
Oh, Mommy. You better get very sick, Duke. After he was still about a half hour.
Yeah, Duke.
Hey, what are you doing?
You better get feeling just so we can say goodbye. That's
what
we
don't
see you.
Hey there. Wake up, boy. Come on. Get the sleep out of your mind.
Jerry, is it morning already? Yes,
that'll be up before long.
You're getting ready to eat.
You ain't, Jerry. But you are.
What do you mean?
I just wish you up for me and Shorty here to sort of say goodbye to you.
Say goodbye? You and Shorty? I will get
you. You will get him.
You will.
You ain't turning around double-crossing me, are you?
Whatever put a thing like that in your head, Jerry?
Yeah. Get up there, something. Don't lie to me.
Well, I'm taking it.
Don't take it so hard.
Don't double cross me. I'm your father.
I'm sure I got
it. You ain't turned my mind.
Wait. No, please. Stay back, dude. You know it.
There. He's out cold. Now get me them ropes and a jig. Hurry up before he comes through again.
And Shorty. By the time we get across to him today, we'll be in the clear. In the clear, Shorty.
Dragged him down, Billy, who hastily concealed in a hiding place that he'd served him before. Not long after the camp awakened, the wagons were lined up, and once more they were on their way. The trail led across a barrier of hills. On one side of the wagons, almost scraping the hubs of their wheels, rose a sheer cliff. On the other side, a canyon fell away for 1,000 feet. In 2 feet now, as he climbed from the rear of the wagon to join Shorty on the seat.
Too long, wagon. Too long.
Yeah. You got it all straight?
It'll break off and fall into the canyon any minute now.
I see to that. What you do is pull out a couple of the nails holding the platform to the wagon. Just enough for the wheel to fall, it'll let go.
And fall right into the canyon.
With spillings inside of it.
Now you see why I took it to make sure our wagon was a nice one in life.
Me and Casey Barrel Blake can hit the edge, sure.
This way there's no one behind us to see it.
Look at that. And when folks go that the water barrier's gone, we just fell on the platform a few weeks to hold it.
Nobody's going to think anything about a barrel being missing.
It'll be dropping right quick now.
Get up there. Get up.
Well, I'll get back there. We've got a couple more nails.
I thought it was
clean.
There she goes. Take a look.
If I'll never even hit the side of a tree.
That's the last we'll see of failing.
Let's stop it.
Nothing doing.
We'll keep right in line. Just as though we didn't think it was anything at all.
Hey, pull up. You've got to stop.
And I'm right in the head to stop it.
Pull up before we run into them.
Howdy, Asa. What are we stopping for?
Howdy, Duke. You're there, Corey.
What's the matter?
That's what I come to ask you. I've been riding with Dave just ahead of you then. I thought I heard... Oh, I see what happened. You had a barrel broke away, huh?
Yep, took a tumble into the canyon.
There ain't nothing to trouble about.
I think it is.
What? That's right in the best, fella. Where'd you come from?
I'm behind you. Hey, sir, I think it'd be worth your while to stop here until you set a couple of men down into that canyon.
What first, Asa?
The water barrel that fell down there didn't contain water.
Look here, you're crazy. Come on, Asa, let's get moving.
I'm sorry interested in what the mass hombre's got to say to you. Go on, stranger.
I think you'd be interested to find out just what was in that barrel.
Do as I say. Send someone down there to investigate.
Don't hurt me, I reckon.
I'll get
to it. No,
I've
no use in doing that. It's only wrong.
There's a head up about, sorry. You ain't done something wrong, have you?
Why?
Of course not. But you ain't got nothing. Yes, he's down to have a look like the mass on this head.
Why, just
a minute.
Wait. Yeah? You ain't really going to
waste our time like this, are you? You ain't going to be fooling up to stop yourself on a masked man's paper, are you?
And I am.
Oh, no, you ain't. Oh, my
hand. If I blow it, Tony, you'll get the same.
My hands are in.
Tell me, sir. You believe what I told you?
That I do, stranger. And I'm sorry I sent your words for it before.
I don't.
Well, I'll be. It's Billy.
Man, you told to send him his death in the canyon.
But how'd he get free? How'd he get here?
He was Billy's out this morning and put him in that water barrel. The same hiding place you used to get him out of Pine City.
But I didn't.
The best hiding place you could have used. Nothing's more valuable to a wagon train than water.
Now, look,
why? It never occurred to anyone that that barrel didn't contain water. I didn't guess it myself until I noticed that twice you passed up water holes without filling it.
Blaster, so that's how you guessed it.
Right after you put Billings into the barrel this morning, Tonto and I took him out again and put in stones instead. But when I told Asa where Billings had been, he wouldn't believe it. That's why we had to make you think we were going to search for the barrel in the canyon. Your own fear confessed the truth.
Good.
Not only that, to think your attempt on his life, Billings has told what he knows of your plans. That you were staying with the wagon train only long enough to locate the money and valuables these people have.
That's a lie. We never seen no such thing. You can't take Billy's word for that. You're double going to kill me, would you? Well, maybe I've got to go back to jail. But I'll see the two fellas go right along with me. I'm testifying to everything again here that I know.
Copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.